Hey there, Columbus, and welcome to another episode of Youth Beat on Columbus Community Radio. I'm Lindsay, your host. Glad that you've chosen to join us on this early August day. Tonight, we'll be delving into the powers of youth, community, and nature, and what a potent combination they can make when combined with a little bit of passion. We'll hear from a high school senior who took it upon himself to create a festival focusing exclusively on Columbus, a group of OSU students who study vastly different fields but unite over a love of nature, and learn a little bit about the rules of nature, as it were. But first, let's get positive. The BE brand focuses on bringing out the unique aspects of each individual it comes across and highlighting what makes everybody just human. Their message and their founder's impactful story make this company great for this week's Positively Charged.
No, I'm positive.
This is Christy Lakeys with Youth Beat Radio, and I'm here today at the Just Columbus Festival at Fort Hays. So I'm here talking with a couple of gentlemen with Be the Brand Movement. So tell us about Be the Brand Movement.
My name is Keith Kemp, here with my purpose partner, Drew Claiborne. Hey, how you guys doing? This is Andrew Claiborne. We're at the Be Movement, Keith Kemp and Andrew Claiborne.
Yeah, so Be Movement started really out of a place of darkness. I was homeless in my car in Chicago, Illinois, and I didn't know who I was. I didn't know why I was here. And this voice spoke to me, and it was something about the B that was within my truth. And so I would travel around. I kept seeing these B words, be you, be true, be spoken. And I said, well, wow. At the end of the day, when I see B, we're all human beings. And that's when it came about. Like, listen, we're all one, we're all collective. But what the dot was about, being your unique self. And I launched it. I called my brother and I said, we should do something, but I'm a little afraid. And he said, man, you was born for this. And we hit the ground running, and now we're speaking all over the world. We've served around about 40,000 shirts of apparel, and we do what we love. We do what we love. We're about the people. That's why I said, we change the game don't change us. That's our motto.
So tell the listeners about the shirts.
Well, the shirts really, honestly, is to bring us together collectively. B is almost like you're wearing your own Superman logo on your chest. And so, you know, it's a way that we can speak through apparel. The goal is for everybody to find their own uniqueness. It's to find their own purpose. And so the B shirts is just a reminder, you know, as you walk around, you know, you feel your own sense of self-worth, you know, to your own sense of identity, to understand who you are and why you're here, to serve your purpose. And so the B is about the being, your unique being of who you are. And we believe everybody has that unique, their unique own identity. And so we encourage that through apparel, through hats, through everything, that we, you know, that everybody has a purpose, everybody has a gift, and we want everybody to discover it.
All right, thank you. So, yeah, the shirts, they have the capital letters B-E, period. So what does the period stand for?
The dot is your unique gift. The B is the totality of a human being. Mm-hmm. You're a human being. She's a human being. We all are human beings, which makes us all connected of some sense. We're related. We all have the same last name, I say. The dot is, his gift is public speaking. Mine is producing and creating. Yours may be on the radio show. Hers may be taking the pictures. But we have to find that so the world can be a better place. And so we encourage it through a visionary logo. But in that logo, there's so many principles. There's so many Jews. There's so much love. There's so much opportunity for you to discover that so you can serve the world.
And then are you working with all age groups?
Yeah, I mean, we work with any individual that has a pulse. but we've come to find out that the youth, the high school students, even the college students, are really in this spot of being lost. And they're trying to find out, why am I here? Who am I? Where am I going? And so what's starting to happen is that the universe is starting to reach out to us, and we're going any and everywhere, similar to this event that we had today. Even Ohio State, they're looking at reaching out to us, emailing us, and things like that. So this has been a true blessing to be able to do what we love and to basically share our experiences, our failures, and also show how to get out of those things, all wrapped up in this thing called BDOT.
Yeah, great, great. So how can people learn more about being a bee?
just being a human being, you know, but...
About the bee, well, they can find us at www.bethebrand.be. I'm at @IAM_DrewClaiborne on Instagram and Andrew Claiborne on Facebook.
And then also, my Instagram is Keith_Kemp_Instagram. And then we also have a collective Instagram called BeTheBrand.be on social media, on Instagram as well.
Okay, so then joining the movement, you just basically check things out and learn about the principles and make a decision to get involved?
Yeah, most definitely. I think the first thing to do is really do your research and make sure that it's real for you. Like, this is not a game. We do this all day long. This is our lives. And right now it's about five of us officially, and we're growing and building and looking for more purpose partners. But you have to add something to the table. You have to add value yourself. And so we always talk about it. Your truth and your value is within you. And so if you don't know what that is and you don't know what that looks like, then you may want to be on the outside and allow us to come and teach you and embrace you before you can actually add value to the movement. So we're very selective on who we bring on. But if you have it, we want you.
Okay. All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, just in closing, you know, as the viewers, as the listeners, you know, we just want you guys to understand that life is really about finding your purpose. It's really about finding your gift. It's really about finding your uniqueness. This is what this movement is all about, just encouraging people to be the best version of themselves. And we believe that that's what changed the hate in the world. We believe that that's what changes the racism in the world. We believe that that's what changed the killings and the envy and the covetry in the world, when they find their own purpose, find their own lane, find their own uniqueness and serve it selflessly to the earth. And we believe that that'll help the world become a lot better.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Again, that was Christy Lagies talking to the founder of the BE brand. I actually really like the idea of BE. With this election season coming up and rhetoric from all sides being beaten over our heads like chairs in a bar fight, it's really nice to remember that we're all just humans. And as humans, we can do some really amazing things, even at a very young age. Akeem Adesiji is a senior in high school, and yet he is already organizing events within his community to help better everyone that attends them. At his brainchild, the Just Columbus Festival, he was kind enough to sit down with reporter Nicole Jackson and tell us a little bit more about what it is he does.
Hi, this is Nicole with Youth Beat Radio. We are at the Just Columbus Festival with Akeem. Hi.
Hi, everybody. My name is Akeem Adesiji. I'm a senior at Whetstone High School and the coordinator of the Just Columbus Festival.
So how did the festival come about?
The festival all started about a year ago when I went to Aspen with the Bezos Family Foundation. Me and my teacher, Andrea Patton, went out there and spent a week along with 10 other students from across the country and 12 other students from across the country and 5 from Africa. And we got to spend a week at the Aspen Ideas Festival listening to speakers give talks on all the world's most pressing issues. And then we were tasked with coming back into our own communities and putting on a local Ideas Festival. And that's what we have here today.
So what have you gotten out of putting the festival together?
It's been a long and tedious process. It's been a lot of hard work, but I've definitely learned a lot from it. I've learned about networking, and it's taught me a lot of leadership and responsibility. If you would ask me 2 years ago what I would be doing right now, I'd say I'd have senioritis. I'll just be kicking back and enjoying the last month of high school. I never would have guessed that I'd be putting in all this work and effort into this festival, and it's really taught me a lot about myself, my community, and what exactly we're capable of.
So what did you want the participants of this festival to get out of attending?
So we opened our festival up to social justice as a whole because we couldn't say that one social justice issue is more important than any of the others. So what we were hoping to do today is bring especially students out and have them attend these talks and get inspired by the things that they're hearing, and then hopefully take that inspiration and turn it into action with some of the organizations that we had represented here today. We really just wanted to inspire the youth and get them involved with issues that we know that they care about.
Do you have any plans or ideas for next year that you want to work on?
For the festival, we would like this to be the start of something bigger. How that's going to manifest itself, we're not exactly sure. Whether it'll be an annual event like the one today, hopefully just bigger, or whether we want to continue this with smaller bi-monthly events, either at like different high schools or having like a different social justice issue of the month and kind of addressing that throughout the month, and then we change topics every month or so.
What were some of the topics that were covered during the festival?
Okay, so obviously we had people coming out and talking about Youth Beat, the radio, and how youth can get involved through the radio to get their voice heard. We had people coming and talking on environmental justice issues, the Black Lives Matter movement, infant mortality, poverty and income inequality, just name a few. So.
Well, thank you very much, Akeem, for interviewing with Youth Beat Radio. It was fun to have you, and thanks for putting on this
festival.
Again, that was Akeem Adesiji and reporter Nicole Jackson at Just Columbus. My name is Lindsay, and I am your host for Youth Beat Radio. But really, guys, organizing social justice affairs are really not the only great things that young people are capable of. Sometimes greatness comes in a smaller, simpler package, like a group of vastly different students with a shared love of nature and a shared vision for the future. Sustainability. We go back to Christy Leahy's, who interviews members of the Ohio State Group Sustains.
Hello, listeners. This is Christy Leahy's here with Youth Beat, and it is April 24th, which happens to be National Park Prescription Day, which is a day the National Park Service has encouraged people to get outside and enjoy parks and natural areas and enjoy the physical and mental health benefits of being outside. So I am here today with residents of the Scott House at the OSU campus, and we took a hike over to Chadwick Arboretum, and we were talking about different natural areas in Columbus and in Ohio and even in neighboring states. So I'm here with some very special students today. So I will have you say your name and where you're from and tell us what your favorite outdoor activity is.
I'm Matthew Griffin. I'm a first-year student at OSU, and I live in Pickerington. And my favorite outdoor thing to do would probably be scuba diving. But in Ohio, I really like Hocking Hills, so it's a cool place to be.
I'm Patrick Cullinan. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My favorite outdoor activity would have to be long-distance hiking and backpacking.
I'm Maggie Borders. I am a second-year student. I'm from Dublin, Ohio, and my favorite outdoor activity is probably gardening.
Great, and today is National Park Prescription Day, so have you visited any national parks?
Not today.
None today.
Have you ever visited any national parks?
I actually don't think I have, only state parks.
I've been to national forests. National park, I don't think so, no. Definitely something to do, though.
So which national forest have you visited?
I've been to the Allegheny National Forest in northern Pennsylvania.
And you were telling me earlier that you're interested in hiking the Appalachian Trail?
Yep, I'm trying to figure out how to set that up. I've been on a couple other long-distance hike before, but this one's kind of the top of my list.
And Maggie, have you been to any national parks?
I have been to Yosemite. And that was probably 10 years ago, but it was a really good time, and I liked it a lot, so I'd love to go back.
And today we've been talking about different natural areas here, including Cuyahoga Valley National Park, which is only about 2 hours from Columbus, so hopefully some point we can all get up there this summer. So, also, I'm just your residents of the Scott House and members of the Sustains community. So, can you tell us a little bit about the Sustains community?
Well, the Sustains is a learning community, and it stands. Sustains is actually an acronym, and it stands for Students Understanding Sustainability and Taking Action to Improve Nature and Society. And Matthew is laughing, but that's because it's a really long, ridiculous acronym, but it kind of sums things up nicely. So basically, it's a community of a bunch of different people from a bunch of different majors, but we all have a, you know, an interest in sustainability and kind of making the world a better place.
Okay, thank you. Anything you'd like to add about Sustains?
No, it's a really cool opportunity to kind of learn about sustainability initiatives in Columbus and also on Ohio State. And it's connected us with some really cool faculty and opened up a lot of opportunities. So, yeah, it's been really cool.
Yeah, Sustains is great because it takes a really big school like Ohio State and kind of provides you with a smaller family that gives you like a baseline for support, and they kind of help you out when you need it. And it makes a bigger campus much smaller.
And are you involved in any sustainability efforts as part of Sustains community on campus?
We all kind of branch out in our own separate ways because we are a bunch of different majors. We do a lot of community service, so we'll volunteer with different things. We volunteered with FLO before, so Friends of the Lower Olentangy Watershed. We volunteered with Chadwick Arboretum. So it's a bunch of different smaller opportunities, but a lot of us do work with different sustainability initiatives on campus, like the Sustainable and Resilient Economy Discovery theme or working through the School of Environment and Natural Resources. So we're kind of all over the place.
Anything that you guys have been involved with?
Matt and I are part of like the second year of Sustain. So we're doing a project right now. We're trying to implement a community garden into the residence hall of Scott House. So that's kind of happening. We've run into some roadblocks, but we're hoping to get that done by next semester.
Okay. It's been an enjoyable morning coming out here. And looks like it's going to be a great day today. So here in the Arboretum, it's in bloom and just is really beautiful. So great place to be on this beautiful day. So thank you.
Again, that was Christy Lakey's with the OSU student group Sustains. And our next story is going to pick up where they left off, on the way to a park. Now, I'm going to bet that almost everyone listening tonight has been to a park, or at least a park-like area, at least once in their life. Whether you're backpacking through the Adirondacks or having a picnic at a local pavilion, parks can be a great way to unwind and de-stress. But while you're out there, there are still some rules to follow. They're called the Leave No Trace, and to explain them better, we turn to Ted.
So I'm here with Ted from Leave No Trace, and he is going to be talking with us about Leave No Trace. So what is meant by Leave No Trace?
Well, Leave No Trace is outdoor ethics and how we relate to the environment, to our natural resources. Leave No Trace can be part of Front Country, which is city parks, our neighborhoods, state parks or metro parks, and that's where most of us spend time in nature, whether we're going on a walk in the nature outside in our neighborhood or to a city park. And then there's backcountry, which is more backpacking and being out in a pristine backcountry areas for hiking or backpacking. Leave No Trace is seven basic principles of how we maintain that relationship with nature.
So could you tell us what the principles are?
There are two really different sets, but the same principles, front country and back country, as I mentioned. But front country, know where you go, just meaning planning ahead, knowing where you're going to be hiking, what you're going to be doing there, what are the resources available. So know before you go. The principle two is choose the right path, meaning staying on durable surfaces, choosing a path that you can hike in and not disturb the nature around there. So choosing the right path is the second principle. Trash your trash, or what's also called disposing of waste properly. So trashing your trash. You pick up trash. If you hike into a park, pick up your trash after you finish lunch. Put it in a container that critters, like raccoons, are not going to be pulling that trash out of. Then we have leave what you find. That's the fourth principle. You know, you could be picking flowers. What's the impact of picking a flower? If you pick it and then other people pick flowers, soon those flowers are not going to be there. But also, leaving what you find means, like some of the other rocks or artifacts that might be a natural area, next visitors will also be able to see those same things that you saw. So don't take the things away. As you're hiking, you leave them for someone else to find. Maybe take a picture and remember what you saw that way. The next principle is be careful with fire. Now, again, this is the front country side of that, where, you know, if you're going to be going to a park and you're barbecuing or you're starting a little campfire, that you're careful with that so it doesn't spread and become a hazard. But also, that fire impacts the environment, the soil. After being careful with fire, it's respecting wildlife. We have to remember, in leaving no trace, you say, well, what is my impact going into nature? A wildlife lives there. It's their home. We're intruding onto their home. So when we go out into nature, try to keep our voices down, not to be loud or to disturb the wildlife that are living there. Are there deer or raccoons, squirrels? When we go into the woods, we don't want to destroy their home, damage their nests, or make noise and startle them so that they get scared of our presence being there. But also respecting wildlife and our impact means we don't want to leave food in that natural area. So that goes to disposing waste, but also the idea of, well, feeding wildlife, feeding ducks, feeding deer, they become dependent on humans or become a connection to saying, well, if a human comes in, they also might be bringing food to them. Wildlife live in their own ecosystem, in their own environment, and they depend on living that way without the disturbing by humans. The last principle is to be kind to other visitors, meaning we're out there, we should respect the rights of other visitors, other people that are coming into nature, and it's impacted in a lot of different ways. Are we noisy and loud, disturbing people? Setting up a campsite that might not be the right location, or picnicking on top of other people or sides, so that giving some space to so that not only you enjoy the nature, but the people, other visitors that are in the parks might also enjoy nature. So those are the seven basic principles of Leave No Trace.
And tell us about the organization itself. So you said there is the national organization and then an international organization.
Leave No Trace is an international organization. We have Leave No Trace educators that are trained on the concepts of Leave No Trace that provide training not just in the United States, but it was started in the U.S. and now is spread in many other countries by having training providers. I do training with Boy Scouts. A lot of the use of our natural resources are by youth groups, Boy Scouts being one of the largest programs that use camping and outdoor activities as part of their overall program. So Leave No Trace is critical in being able to keep our natural resources in good shape. So
I know it's common for children to want to collect rocks and shells and feathers and even living creatures of different kinds. So how are some ways that children could still learn about different kinds of things out in our environment and also, enjoy learning about these activities and have some experience with them but not be destructive to the natural habitat?
Well, I think it's important to get into nature. I think it's important to take your family or youth and adults out on hikes. But you don't need to take things as a memory when you go out on those hikes. I would encourage people to take the time, during the hike to stop if you see something special or unique, to take a look at it, to ask others to look at it, to talk about it, maybe take pictures and photographs. But leave those objects, whether it's a bird's nest, maybe bones from an animal that died in the woods, sticks, all those things all belong in nature. And I would encourage you to keep them there. Leave what you find as part of one of the principles of Leave No Trace.
Okay, thank you. So I notice you have a book here, so there's some resources available through the organization. Would you suggest that people go to a website, or what's the best way to learn about Leave No Trace and to really do more thinking about your impact when you go outdoors?
Well, yes, there are lots of materials about Leave No Trace or outdoor ethics. The website, you can do a search on lnt.org. So lnt.org is a great site to go to understand Leave No Trace, but just understanding outdoor ethics in general. Now that state parks are using or allowing motorized vehicles, there's another, a broader concept of outdoor ethics called Tread Lightly as well, that talks about the same kinds of principles that Leave No Trace talks about, but how motorized vehicles are impacting state parks as well. So Tread Lightly, Leave No Trace are all focused on ways to reduce the impact that we have in nature and still enjoy our time out in the parks.
Okay, thank you very much. So we encourage everyone to think about impacts that you have when you go outdoors and to continue to learn about impacts that we have.
Again, that was Christy Lakeys with Ted from Leave No Trace. Now let's switch gears a little bit and talk about an animal who leaves a very big trace. The moose, who makes an appearance as this week's creature feature. As the world's largest species of deer, these massive animals clock in at around 6 feet tall and weigh about 1,800 pounds. Despite their bulk, they are excellent swimmers, and in the summer they can be found grazing in lakes and rivers, even going fully underwater to grab particularly succulent grasses. They usually prefer taller vegetation, since bending down can be a challenge. But in the winter, they will sweep away snow to find pine cones and lichen, a feat which the male's 6-foot antlers can help achieve. And that leaves just enough time for a quote from author Leo Tolstoy. If you want to be happy, be. For Youth Beat on Columbus Community Radio, this is Lindsay. Have a good one.
Youth Beat Radio is funded by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at Ohio State University, the Ohio State University, and the Ohio State University Extension's Outreach Program, as well as the Puffin Foundation West and private sponsors. Check us out on the web at youthbeat.osu.edu, or follow us on our Twitter page or our Facebook page.